BBC News at 6 o'clock. This is Charlotte Green. Good evening. Government sources say that about 10 British hostages remain unaccounted for at a remote gas plant in the Algerian desert. The military operation to free the foreign workers is believed to be still going on.
It's rather nice to be able to wander down to my little local grocery shop and people not recognise me or think they know me. It's only happened once. Somebody did recognise my voice in a jeweller's. I went to get my watch repaired, and all I said to him was, "I'd like to have my watch repaired." And he said, "I think you're Charlotte Green." So I said, "How did you know that?" And he listened to Radio 4 all day while he was working, and he'd recognised the voice.
Abbey Mann also won several Emmys, including one in 1973 for a film which featured a...
They love hearing me on the news quiz. I think when I get the giggles, they really appreciate that.
We start round two with a frankly gratuitous cutting from Engineering Talk.
High load capacity achieved by using larger balls than standard ball screws, combined with high precision shaft and nut assemblers.
And I'll be honest, we've been saving that just to hear Charlotte read it.
I feel really quite emotional inside. I didn't think I was going to, but I do, and I think by the end of the day, and certainly when I say the words BBC News at the end of the 6 o'clock bulletin, I will feel pretty emotional.
BBC News.
Charlotte Green. And if you're worried about going cold turkey, you can in fact hear Charlotte again tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock on Radio 4 when she shares her inheritance tracks on Saturday Live. Nobody gets to leave Radio 4 until they've done that. The news quiz.